A vegan superhero is a new breed of athlete. Stronger, healthier, and driven by purpose. Vegan superheroes wage war against society's status quo and win. Vegan superheroes battle the forces of evil that profit from the suffering of others. Vegan superheroes take a stand for what they believe in and prove the haters wrong. If you ask the meatheads and clueless fitness gurus, they'll tell you that what we're doing is impossible, yet it's happening every single day. Vegan superheroes inspire change, spread compassion, challenge the status quo, and fuel the revolution. Our mission is to help you become a vegan superhero. Welcome to the Vegan Gym Podcast.
So last week I was riding on the Amtrak to New York City. Before I dive in, first off, traveling by train is one of the greatest things in the world.
It is pretty awesome.
It was one of the best experiences I've ever had. I've only gone to Philadelphia, which is like a 45-minute ride. But I don't know why I don't utilize that system more, because you can get a lot of work done. But during that time on the train, I literally consumed four different podcasts, was able to have so much thought, and that's where the kind of like this, at least the overall topic of this podcast has come about, because I was actually on my way to visit with someone that I'm currently seeing, and it made me reflect on all my past relationships. Essentially it was this episode with Andy Frisella. We talk about him all the time. Great dude, says a lot of great things. And he says, you have to be selfish before you are selfless. And immediately I just started thinking about where I have been with relationships and where I currently am and the interim of things. And reflecting on every single one of those relationships I've had in the past, I would always put them before me. And I would bend over backwards to, please them, make them happy, do whatever that they wanted me to do. And whenever I was bringing up the things that I wanted to do, I would get resistance. And that I felt limited. I felt like I couldn't show up and be the person that I want to be for the individual. And I had to wear kind of a mask throughout all these different relationships. And, I never really communicated that well because I was afraid of getting that resistance further from them. And it was just not a good environment to be in, and not for me and for them. So, where fast forward to now, I'm in a relationship that I am encouraged to do the things to continue to grow, and I'm able to be that individual that I want to be in the relationship, and be authentic and not have to wear any sort of mask to please, and I had to really work on myself for several years between my last relationships and my current one. And during that time is where you and I started the business. I did started doing fitness competitions and pushing myself to grow as an individual. So what I'm getting at is this was kind of a storyline of that quote of, you have to put yourself before you can show up for others. Put yourself first. Yeah. What did I say?
And then you just left out first.
Oh. it was just this, like, when you hear something and it just completely like resonates in every single part of your body and you're just like, I understand that. That was that moment on the train. Because when he said that, it felt like I had hours and hours of thought, but everything just rushed through my mind in seconds. And I'm just like, that's what this is. And it was honestly a little emotional. It just felt really empowering, and I'm super grateful to be where I am right now. So know, going to get emotional.
Yeah.
But it's just really cool, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah, it is. So yeah, a few things. First of all, it's really important to surround yourself with people who do build you up in that way and who do encourage you to continue pursuing your goals, becoming a kind of the version of yourself that you really identify with and want to become. So I think that's really important. And I agree that this idea of needing to be selfish in order to be selfless is really important, not just for relationships, but kind of throughout life. And I think it's
like what we talk about. Thanks for taking over, by the way, because I got a little emotional there. But it's just like how we talk about like health and fitness. You know, it's like that's a catalyst to life transformation. Everything that you build within that, you can utilize in other areas. And so that's why like I was a little hesitant to talk about relationships. But I think it's just a powerful way to explain that you can utilize this and it like this needs to happen in every single area. So it's just super cool.
Yeah. And another thing, so to shift gears a little bit, like obviously the relationship part is important, but I think we can zoom out a little bit and look at just across life, how being selfish, selfish in order to be selfless is important. So I think one thing that we hear a lot, particularly when it comes to health and fitness, is hearing people, particularly parents, who feel guilty for taking time out of their busy schedule to focus on themselves when it comes to eating right and preparing healthy meals, to moving their bodies more when it comes to exercise or whatever kind of athletic things they want to accomplish. And I think that's a really important thing to get clear on, and understanding that actually focusing on yourself becomes a selfless act. So before we really dive into this episode, I think it's important to define selfish and selfless. So from my perspective, being selfish in at least in terms of what the kind of society suggested is, being selfish is focusing on your needs and being selfless is focusing on the needs of others. And I think first of all, people can get trapped into believing that selfless and selfish are polarized actions. In other words, some people believe that they are either focusing on the needs of others, in other words, being selfless, or they are ignoring the needs of others and they're being selfish.
And it's funny when you say selfish is because like, although I completely understand everything that we're talking about, it's like when you hear the word selfish, you kind of have like this negative thought at the same time, you know? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, it has a very negative connotation.
Yeah, totally.
Because society conditions you to think that being selfish is a bad thing.
Yeah.
So I think people tend to not see that there's actually a continuum between selfish and selfless, where there's actually a spot for self-care to kind of sit in the middle of that. So, and I think furthermore, you don't have to only remain in one spot along that continuum, either throughout the day or throughout your life in general. Like there are different times during the day where you can be selfish and other times where you can be selfless. There are phases of your life that you can go through when you are being more selfish and other phases where you're being more selfless. So for example, like in my early to mid 20s, I mostly focused on myself and I worked hard at personal development. And if somebody would look at my life, they could they could just make the assumption that I was being selfish and
like you didn't care about anything else.
Yeah. And I think to a large extent, perhaps that's accurate. And we grew up in church. Like we were both, our dad was a pastor, so we were pastor's kids, and we were just surrounded by very selfless, caring people. But I knew the importance of being a good person, how to be selfless. We were raised very well when it comes to kind of embodying those ideals. But I think that I intuitively knew that I wasn't in a place to give in my early to mid 20s. So sure, like I can go volunteer at a soup kitchen. I can spend some time with my grandparents. I can do a bunch of other caring, selfless things, but I wasn't truly happy with my life. And I'm not sure that you can be truly selfless if you aren't happy with where you're at in life. And I think the key to actually being able to give and attempt to make others happy and be selfless towards others is that you've already found happiness for yourself. And so it allows you to kind of reverse engineer your life and really understand why it is that you are happy and you are feeling fulfilled, so you can help others with their own journeys towards becoming healthier and happier and just more fulfilled.
Well, maybe, and I completely agree, but I would just add on is like, you don't have to have happiness. Like, you could still be just working towards happiness and working on yourself at the same time of being able to be selfless for other people. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I think that gets back to the continuum that I was talking about, but I think what I'm specifically referring to here is going through a phase of, like, for example, for me in my early to mid 20s and even into my late 20s and still today, but to a lesser extent, where I know I need to really focus on myself and get to a position where I'm really happy, fulfilled. I feel like I have a full cup that I can then pour into others. And I think that's what the kind of journey that I'm on. So it's just like going to the gym and getting trained by someone who is out of shape. It's like you have to have the experience and be a practitioner of your own words to have the best chance of giving other people that those same feelings and that same kind of experience. So you can't give and make others happy over the long term if you yourself are not happy first. So I think that's why
that hits hard.
I think it's very true. So I spent most of my 20s just working on myself. And over the last few years in particular, I've shifted more and more of my energy and time towards helping others, particularly through our work on this podcast and through our business. And I would not be in a place where that was possible if I had not focused on myself and been maybe as society would deem me selfish over the last decade, or at least the majority of the last decade. So I guess if you think that investing time, energy, and money into your health and personal growth is selfish, then I would encourage you to consider that you need to have all of your stuff in order to effectively help other people with their stuff. So when you take care of your body and mind, it makes you far more effective at helping other people. And as I mentioned previously, you can't pour from an empty cup. So by putting yourself first, it allows you to pour more of your cup into other people. And I think that's why putting yourself first is actually a very selfless action when it's done, you know, with positive intent. So if I'm being selfish when it comes to trying to become happier, healthier, more fulfilled, feel more purpose-driven, focusing on personal development, when I'm doing positive, selfish actions, then that is going to yield more energy and resources and passion and
impact
that I can have in other people's lives.
Yeah. And well, going back to your example of the like having kids, for instance, like I have a lot of those conversations with individuals, and a lot of people think of the extent of, oh, if I focus on myself, the time of the gym takes time away from my kids, instead of looking through the lens of, oh, the time that I invest in the gym means that a few months down the road or later that day, you're going to have more energy and feel really happy and healthy to show up for your kids playing on the playground, being able to do certain activities with them and not feel limited, being able to educate them on how to become healthier throughout their childhood, and so that they ingrain like these healthy habits and routines so they can have live the healthiest and longest life possible. Like, people just don't look at it through that different lens. They look, they look at it through, oh, it just takes time, you know?
Yeah. So I think
crazy.
I think the leading by example part is super powerful, especially when it comes to parents. You can look at that, let's say, hour that you're investing on a daily basis into your health and fitness. You can look at that as taking an hour away from your kids, or you can look at that as an hour invested in showing your kids what you should prioritize in life. Like, do you want your kids to be happy and healthy? Obviously, if you're a good parent, you certainly want that for your children. So if you are, and kids are not going to listen to what you tell them, they're going to watch what you do. And if you are leading by example in that respect, that's really powerful. And that's going to have a lasting impact on how they start to live their lives. So I think there's a reason that that flight attendants tell you to put your oxygen mask on first in the event of an airplane losing cabin pressure. Because if you don't put your mask on first, then you're not going to be able to help others. And I think that's important, not just for parents, but for everyone to really understand. It's important to really focus on getting yourself to a place where you can act in a truly selfless way. And I think lots of people, I think too often, many people act kind of in a selfless way that's not necessarily that's actually done through kind of selfish intent, where you are trying to be selfless towards others because you actually want more kind of happiness and fulfillment for yourself. Whereas if you actually create that in your own life first, you actually create those genuine feelings of happiness and positive energy that you can then share with other people. I think that's you then become an energy producer. You become like
a PowerPoint. So essentially you're saying like there's a positive and negative selflessness or selfishness rather.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of what I'm saying. But that also, I guess that leads to a little bit of a different point.
It's funny how all these things intertwine.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you can look at things in so many different lenses here.
It's a little challenging going from selfless to selfish as well. I keep like pausing and trying to get this right word because they're so similar. But I think to your point that you just brought up, there are very different kinds of selfishness.
It's like the intent behind it.
Yeah, exactly. So what I was talking about previously about like going to the gym, that if you look at that as a selfish action, which I don't necessarily, but I can understand how society would maybe deem that more selfish depending on the exact situation. So if you're going to the gym, maybe that's selfish, but that's a positive selfish action. If you are investing time into yourself and your personal growth, that might be a selfish action, but it's a positive selfish action. If you are going
out
the bar and getting wasted, that's a negative selfish action. So I think painting all actions focused on oneself as selfish is not very helpful. And if you are doing that, at the very least, put them into two groups of positive selfish actions and negative selfish actions. What we are advocating for is doing more positive selfish actions that bring you closer to the person you want to be, so you can show up more powerfully in the lives of other people. And
boom.
That's how you become selfless through being selfish. So I guess I really want to leave all of you with a question. In what area of your life do you need to spend more time putting yourself first? Maybe it's time to start putting yourself first by spending an hour each day cooking healthy meals and exercising more. Maybe it's time to start putting yourself first by getting therapy or getting counseling. Maybe it's time to start putting yourself first by reading more and picking up old hobbies that used to bring you lots of joy. Maybe it's time to start working on that career change or building your side business or writing your book that you've been wanting to write. Whatever this thing is, start taking the time to put yourself first and watch how that investment not only improves your life and makes you happier, but also changes the lives of those around you.
We really hope that you enjoyed this episode. To take the next step in your vegan fitness journey and get access to all our best content for free, check out thevegangym.com. We'll teach you everything you need to know to torch body fat, break through plateaus, build lean vegan muscle, and supercharge your health. Get started right now at thevegangym.com. Until next time, peace, love, and gains.